96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive AML Foods Limited, Baha Retreat and Spa, Burger King, Central Bank, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Freeport News, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Popeyes, Ross Electric Motors, and Scotiabank.
So it's the foundation. Foundation.
Rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, got in radio station 96.9. 12 to 2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation. It's the foundation. Foundation. So it's the foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Wednesday hump day. You know, it's normally a day that we would actually have a panel discussion, but I'm not in the city. Don't fight me. I'm not in the city, so we're not going to be able to do that. The panel discussion is going to be laid on the table for all and sundry. The numbers are out there. I want you guys to give us a call. The lines are going to be wide open today. I want to put a few things on the table. Before I do that, I want to say good afternoon to all those particular persons. My baby sister, Aldrina Michelle, she is 23 today? Absolutely bananas. She's 20. I'm sure she's 20-something. Talk to me, right? Don't fight me, right? I can't remember the actual date, right? But I'm so happy, man. She's growing well. Sadly, all of us are looking for, you know, do we do this? Do we look for a husband? It's too much. I'm sure it's too much. We're not going to get into that. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen, August 23rd, out here in the land of the living. If you are alive and well, you should slap yourself in the chest and be able to give praise and thanks for the fact that you are here in the land of the living. Talk to me. I want you guys to be a part of the conversation today. Before we dive into what's really on the table and what's in the papers, I want to be able to talk about my good and decent sponsors. So this is at Freeport. The Sand Dollar team is on its way. Experience the digital Bahamian dollar at Sawyer's Fresh Market, Oak Street, on Friday, August 25th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Raven Mall on Saturday, at August 26th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come out, learn more about the central bank's digital currency, Sand Dollar top-ups. It's on us. Sand Dollar is on the move. It's so very exciting to be able to see that, guys. And everyone's being able to go move hastily. Can I say that I signed up for, shameless plug, I signed up for Island Pay, and simultaneously, I was able to get a Sand Dollar account. And someone already sent me a couple of dollars on that Sand Dollar account. I got to be able to give a shout out to my good and decent cousin, George. George, hope you're well, my brother. You send me a couple of dollars on that for the mother of the 9-year-old, and I just haven't figured out how to get it to her just yet. I'm going to get it to her. Don't fight me. I'm definitely going to get it done. Maybe I tell her sign up for the Sand Dollar also, guys. Make sure you check that out. Also, I want to be able to give a shout out to my good and decent friends down there at the South Blue Hill Road South over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are my good and decent friends and families. They're continuing to do a tremendous amount of things and provide you with a plethora of opportunities and packages as it relates to insurance and being able to put you in a position of affordability. One thing that is a constant, and like I tell you, I only use these particular places, so I, you know, with passion and this kind of a fluidity, I can say to you that these guys are very good because I use them all the time, if I'm going to be absolutely honest with you. So AFS Insurance, you can be able to check them out, 407 Blue Hill Road South. You can give them a call, 341-1-AFS, 341-1-AFS. Ask for Ethric Bowe, right? No, I mean, I'm sure he has people to deal with this, but definitely he's my guy. I want to thank all those persons who are out there that continue to be able to support us. If you want to be a part of this, want to be a part of the information that we bring out on a constant basis and being able to amplify and put your project your information out there into our communities, please give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111, and you should be able to get us to put something together for you. I thank you so very kindly. Guys, today's a beautiful day. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper and see the political war, World War III going. It is wild. Is it just me? Or has it the thing started? Right? Is it just me, or does it feel like biblical, like signs and wonders? Is it me that I see the signs and wonders for the political season afoot? Talk to me. Is it just me? Because this is wild, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. On the paper today, August 23rd, 2023, you're going to be able to see some stuff in the papers. FNM wants answers on government contracts. It demands full accounting on oral, emphasis on oral, oral contract. This is bananas. I think our parents have already told us better than that. That's a comfort to a fool. Anything oral, if it's not in black and white, it doesn't exist. We should know that by now. I think we've gone through enough things, enough series on Netflix, flipping through your phone, enough experiences, enough stories and ideas that this idea of oral doesn't exist. Talk to me. I want to talk about it. Let me read a couple more of these things, then we can dive deeper into it. Also in the papers, you can be able to see RCI equity stake offering could be a final quarter, could be by final quarter of 2024. And the mother says that she has pleaded with sex offender son to change his ways. This is an amazing thing. We got to talk about this. This post-maturity morality intervention. Is that a good way to structure it? Post-maturity morality intervention. Because why would you wait until this child grew up enshrined and wrapped in indecency and pursuing those particular things to now plead with him from a motherly... Anyway, this is a whole different story. Pick up the newspaper and read that, and you can be able to see that the Prime Minister offers contradictory views on the abortion in case of rape. I want to talk about that because that's in the front page also of the Tribune. And the reason why I want to kind of amplify that, the Prime Minister says that, and the Tribune actually talks about this, you know, we always want to be able to concentrate on what we do here in The Guardian, but I thought it was peculiar that everyone wants to kind of pick up this perspective and position. Prime Minister says that abortion is a personal choice. This is bananas. Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, please be a part of the conversation with me today. And producer for me, please. I was unable to pick up any of the texts. A few persons called me yesterday and said that, Howard, I was texting you, but you didn't see it. I got my Roman off. Please forgive me. Eh? These people have charged me big money. Who's your carrier, Howard? Listen, don't get my business. They charged me real money, and I don't want to pay it. So if you can just send it to me via WhatsApp, if you can take that picture and send it to me via WhatsApp, I'll truly appreciate that. Nonetheless, the telephone calls are definitely coming through. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of the conversation with me today, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Talk to me. I want to be able to talk about these things, and I want to do so with decency and order. It seems to me, at the onset, let's just go right straight, bop, straight down the middle. Let's do this. It seems to me that there is relentlessly a divide within the cabinet of the Bahamas. Someone talk to me and tell me whether or not you see the same thing that I am. On issues relenting as it relates to national progression and growth, and issues to be able to see everyone come on one accord, there seems to be a significant divide. Because if the Minister of National Security, who's also a KC, and renowned nationally for his ability to be able to dissect without any emotional value instituted in the thing, he strips the emotional value. He don't care about that. The emotion makes no difference. It's either legal or illegal. And that's where his argument always stands. Most recently, we would have seen information come to the forefront as it relates to the 11-year-old, the perpetrator involved in the 11-year-old, the allegations levied against the particular perpetrator, and also the potential of being able to remedy this or provide discipline from the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I say that, and I try to be as decent as possible without being able to put my foot in my mouth. Because this is rather peculiar, or what's happening in the country. It truly is. And when we look at this, when we look at the layout of it, how can Wayne Monroe, as Minister of National Security, take on a strong position in the midst of everything that's happening, and week after week almost inundate the country with one goring story, gruesome story after another? Stories that exist within our communities, but not necessarily pronounced within the media. Coming out in his official capacity and being able to speak to these things and say that the Royal Bahamas Police Force and all government arms are going to take this particular action as a result of the perpetuation of this violence against women. Our Prime Minister, in conjunction with his wife and all those persons, all those women who adorned the gallow in the House of Assembly to be able to speak. Was it in the Senate? To be able to speak to this particular position and what's happening. Then all of a sudden, the Prime Minister takes on this sort of position as it relates to abortion. It needs to be legislated. It needs to be brought to the House of Assembly with formality, if this is the position. We got to talk about these things. Is this another avenue of shaving the convictions and positions of the Bahamian people? Is this another avenue of being able to morph? Are we yet still pliable after 50 years? After 50 years, are we still like clay being molded by external situations and circumstances to be able to show ourselves as a chameleon for the world? Do we not have a strong position on these things yet? That's the first question. Secondly, from a political standpoint, it seems as though there is a rift within the cabinet of the Bahamas. Whether it's Keith Bell's position and the conjecture, the constant position as it relates to what's happening with that, whether it's Kirk Cornish's position and what should happen or should not happen, we're not talking about post effect. We're talking about with the introduction of this information presented to the government of the Bahamas and the people of the Bahamas, the administration made no decisions. 2 weeks, no one said anything. Was it for deflect and deny as it relates to the collapse of what has just happened, right? And then you try to avert it, is nothing happening here. Avert your eyes, is nothing happening. Oh, look over there. There's more sexual violence going on. Come on, talk to me. Someone tell me the truth, what's going on. This feels like a song and dance as it relates to deflection and divisiveness. Man, I just want to be decent. I won't be decent. It seems like there's a rift within the cabinet of the Bahamas. There's inconsistency of what should happen based upon rule of law and the constitutional position in the country, and whether or not you feel like these particular... See, emotion, like Wayne Monroe will continue to be able to speak to and take the position on, emotion has nothing to do with this. Either it's against the law or it's legal. I want to talk like that with you guys today and kind of open up the lines and give you an opportunity to be able to have this conversation with me and understand what we're doing. From a free national movement standpoint, they're continuing to be able to talk about this oral contract. This goes against the position that Michael Arquidas has taken in 2022. I want to read a little something for you. In 2022, I'm going to open this up right now so you can be able to see it. Like I said, guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. You can be able to see all these things. In 2022, the new press process for bids again. Now, this is from another news network, but this information is all accessible on the airwaves for you to be able to get that, right? On the internet, I'm sorry, for you to get that. January 5th, 2022, and this is from Eyewitness News. Whatever changes are made, they will come to Parliament and it will be all done in the light. The Davis administration is assessing the procurement legislation passed under the previous administration. According to the Economic Affairs Minister, Michael Arquidas, who said yesterday, we have to make sure the legislation makes sense. He says, Arquidas told reporters ahead of the weekly cabinet meeting, we are looking, at those acts. We have had a lot of legislation that was pushed through. We have to make sure, I'm sorry, the legislation makes sense. I don't know. I feel like a PLP gnat flew in the room. Sorry, I apologize. Let me see. don't fight me. I'm only messing with you. But this is to my point. This is to my point. Let's be very clear about this. In 2022, at the introduction of a new day administration with transparency, because the last time we talked about anything to do with the day, it was a government in the sunshine. That was in 92. It was a government in the sunshine. It talked about transparency, opportunity, so forth and so on. This is a new day administration. After we believe in Bahamians, after a fresh wind, after the people's time, after all these mottos that continue to be able to stretch out on the walls of our hearts, like the Berlin Wall, all they do is put graffiti on the thing. No one shipping it down to get to the objective. Someone talk to me with my metaphors. Let us get deep with it. Because that's what you're doing. This Berlin Wall that separates the Bahamian people from the progression needs to be chipped down, pushed through, and us being able to access the other time, the other side. The only thing that political parties are doing to this proverbial Berlin Wall that exists between progression and growth and the stagnation on the other side that we exist in, all you do is walk up to the wall and hit us with a different graffiti, the people's time, and you spray it up. That's what you do. Then you come back and you hit us again, the new day. Now, under the new day administration, to be able to enunciate and pronounce your position of what should happen as it relates to legislation for procurement and how this particular process needed to be more forthcoming under the former administration, this is what Arquidas says. Arquidas noted that the Minister administration passed the procurement legislation, the Public Procurement Act in 2021 on September 2nd, 2021, 2 weeks before the general election. The key provision for the new law was that the requirement that bids be facilitated via an open line platform. Right? And he starts to go on to about these things. He says, whatever changes are made, they will become to Parliament and it will all be done in the light. In the light, in the illumination. Someone talk to me. Now we see the Free National Movement having a conversation with us today, or being able to speak to what's happening in as it relates to these oral contracts. Now, if that's the case, if these oral contracts can be identified as binding contracts, then somebody owe me some money. Because I've gotten many oral contracts. Yeah, man, I would man you straight. Howard, we can vote for you, man. You straight. You all owe me a vote. You need to stop it. If we are going on oral contracts without the proper procedures, policies, and protocols associated with the men and women who stood years before us and thought it necessary to put this thing, put pen to paper, and craft these narratives, and the fact of the matter is that y'all owe me some money. Because if we go on by oral contract, a great deal of people out here have been given the green light from a verbal standpoint. I'll give you one quick story. Then I can take a commercial break. I can tell you all my business right now. Maybe because I give you all it piece in piece, but I can tell you the whole story. My mother came to me in 2011 after helping her between 2007 straight up to 2012 when she was the member of parliament for 8 Mile Rock. Remember, 8 Mile Rock was a constituency. My mother, Verna Grant, you always call her Verna, she's Verne. Verne Grant was the member of parliament in 8 Mile Rock. And I'd helped her so much, she thought I could be good in politics. She said, baby, you could do this, boom, boom, boom. So I said, well, I support you, it's fine. None of you understand that I've only gotten involved in politics because my mother says you could do it. I say, okay, no problem, baby, I can take it, boom. Because me and her row enough, I say, mommy, you should have done this, you should have done that, you should have done the next thing. We row during her time. Now, we get there and I say, well, she said, well, baby, why don't you try your hand at this new constituency that they're going to do? I say, I don't think the FLM can do nothing. And I didn't like how things happen. So she say, well, Branville in my ears every day. Branville, you don't know this. My mother told me this. She said, Branville in my ears every day, baby. Why don't you go talk to him and see what's up? I said, well, I don't know Branville like that. You know him. She said, well, I'll tell him to give you a call. I think you're the person. Long story short, my mother speaks to Branville. Branville and Colin DeGregory. Branville and Colin DeGregory fly down to Grand Bahama and have a conversation with me over dinner. I think we had that. I don't know if we had dinner. I'm sure it was a drink. And so as we're talking, they say, okay, Howard, you could consider yourself, after this long interview process, Howard, you could consider yourself the candidate. I said, I'm not the candidate. I said, no, Howard, we're saying to you that you can consider yourself the candidate. I said, this doesn't matter. This conversation ain't even real unless it's in the newspaper, unless I am ratified, unless I'm acknowledged locally and nationally for this position. This don't matter. None of this is real. My point to you is that since when oral contracts are solidified into stone, even God himself spoke the word and then etched it into stone. Let's be very clear about these things and have a very clear understanding of where we're going. This cannot be the New Day administration that speaks with clarity about what needs to happen in the light. And then this unravels. But for sure, whatever in the darkness must come out in the New Day light. Let me take this quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. Be a part of the conversation with me today. Hit me up with a text if you want to get me directly, 827-0111. Or you can just text me, 422-4796. I'm live and in full effect. The tables are clear. We're going to put this on this and have a very clear conversation. The Foundation with Howard Grant will be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Sugar, sugar, let's get sugary. Softer, smoother, and amazing skin. Oh, Baja sugar, sugar, we're the sugar ladies. Giving you skin soft as a baby's. Goodbye hair, we'll take good care of you.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711 or visit us online and www.baharetree.com.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 photography competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, the foundation on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, a panel discussion. But the panel today, for the most part, will be you, the Bahamian people. Those people out in radio land, local or otherwise, I keep saying Bahamian people, forgive me for that, the listening audience. Let's just be decent about this particular thing. Guys, it's going to be a panel discussion. I want you to be a part of it. And I put some things on the table for you, and I wanted to kind of dissect it to find out whether or not there is the level of transparency of, does it meet our social expectations? Are we moving in this sort of a path direction that we could be able to see progression and growth? Is the Progressive Liberal Party moving with this kind of progressive idea of inclusion and transparency? Or are they falling victim to the ideas and to the social position and perception of a party of yesteryear? I just want to talk like this. Now, I know from a political standpoint, we expect the Free National Movement to be able to take on this position to show us, don't allow the PLP to avert your eyes. There is deceit afoot. But I'm indifferent with this. I'm indifferent from by being able to take the lead from the Free National Movement about anything as it relates to a national position. I'm indifferent about it. I want to be very clear about that. I'm indifferent about it because I don't want to deflect from the issues that exist within your organization. Now, if you're saying to me that there could be no expectation for 100% accountability and transparency in any organization, I could accept that. But if you're saying to me that we're looking at a ginormous pink elephant in the room and no one says anything about it, it's bananas. We can you, do you know we can see you? We can see you. There was a roast one time. I was watching Comedy Central. I think they were roasting Justin Bieber or something. I don't know what they was doing, right? But the Comedy Central has the roast thing. And Snoop Dogg was a part of the thing. The guy gets up and say, ladies and gentlemen, Snoop Dogg's here with us this evening. I think someone should tell him. It was absolutely hilarious, but I bring it to the forefront now. And the reason I say that is because do you not know that we can see you? And that's the Free National Movement. If you're not going to be able to deal with your organization and find transparency, if you're not going to be able to set your house in order in preparation for whatever you perceive to be coming down the line, whether it's in the short term or in the long term, as it relates to this time before the general election, then can we even take you serious? Let's be clear about these things. If I have a caller on the line, let the caller through. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Howard?
I'm good. Hey, what's up, Graham?
Man, gasoline for sure is almost $6 and no one's saying anything. They told me when it was $6.50, it was going down to like $2 and $3. It was going down, but it don't look like going down, eh? And I said like it's going to go up me. And they were calling me crazy. Light bill doubled, food doubled, but we on the distraction. So let's go with the distraction of the day. The roof fell down, right?
Yep.
Nope. A good lawyer would defend that by saying there was no plywood, there was no ice and water shield, there was no tar paper, no shingle. All those things are the roof. You simply had some rafters that fell down. So when they tell you that the roof didn't fall down, don't think they're crazy. They're lawyers, and they know how to defend their position. Now, remember I said with Christina Love Thompson, BAM, C, B-A-M, S-E-E. No insurance. How come there's no insurance in you working for our government? Isn't there e-procurement? Doesn't e-procurement make you fill out a bunch of stuff?
The procurement process requires you to be able to have that, but you have to go through the process.
Compliancy.
Okay.
You got to be compliant, and part of it, and compliancy is insurance, I'm sure, but I could be wrong. Maybe some, you know, F&M will call in and tell us how
I can tell you one thing. I've been in so many bids over the past 5 years looking for opportunities for my company. And I had to go through step after step after step to ensure that I meet those processes. I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, what do you mean? You got to look at your steps, right? Because, like, you might be doing the wrong step or you ain't in Air Jordans or something. You know, somebody just hit me yesterday, right? Because I was talking, Naughty was on. He had, you know, Toby Smith, the guy who was doing the beach thing on PI.
Yeah, man, Toby's my guy, yeah.
Yeah, you know Toby, okay? You know his plight. When's Toby's white privilege going to kick in your opinion?
I don't know.
Hold on now.
I don't know.
White privilege.
And I don't know whether or not everybody has access to the privilege.
So this young man ain't going to white privilege? See,
I think the privilege,
what I've said forever. There's no such thing as white privilege. There's a privilege of the elite, the rich. They happen to be white, but if you put me next to a very powerful $100 million Bahamian businessman, black man, and I go into the bank with him, he getting tea and biscuits, bro, and I gonna get a appointment for 2 weeks later. So it's so sad. But what I observe, if it is true and there's white privilege, and both governments are treating this what appears to be a white man, but we're running a DNA test to be sure, they're treating him this ill, how do you think they'll treat people of all the other colors? Let that sink in. Because that, as the man would say, this is powerful.
It is powerful, Howard, Graham. I appreciate you.
We are being distracted,
that.
Man. The roof involved just a couple rafters, right? But the biggest one today is food security and cost. Gas prices, $6, and the light bill double. But I can leave you with this. If the gas double, you think the light bill can double more?
My God.
Nobody talking about the real issues. We're just distracting. You know what I can start calling our House of Assembly? The Pied Piper them. Have a good one, Howard.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, Graham. Thanks so much for the call. Guys, the lines are wide open. Be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. That is a toll-free call. Or you can hit me up with the text 422-4796. Wanted to kind of put these things out there. I don't think white privilege exists anymore. Can I say that? I want to say that to you. I don't think that there is any such thing as white privilege. To the guest that called me the other day and asked me about my view, and I told him I don't see color. Colorism doesn't make a difference anymore. It just doesn't. If you don't look at these things through the lens of productivity and purpose and passion, then what you looking at? It doesn't make any sense. If you're looking at everything through the lens of white, black, you've missed the era of color television. And you're still myopic in your view. I'm going to say it like Daryl, myopic. You're still myopic in your view. You're close-minded. You're small-minded. If you're continuing to be able to see these things through the lens of white and black, it only has to do with productivity, access, and opportunities. And to Graham's point, the truth is, in my view, in my personal view, to Graham's point, no matter if you're white, black, beige, or off-green, if you don't have the access to capital, and if there isn't a very clear understanding of your social position in terms of what you can do, then you have to wait just like the rest of us. And I think that that's what Toby is suffering. And I think that, for the most part, a great deal of us are suffering the exact same thing with the introduction. The subtle, unpronounced introduction, we could feel the thing. Nobody say nothing, but we could feel this thing as it relates to neo-colonialism. I just want to kind of put that out there. The lines are open. Do I have a next telephone call?
Yes. Hi, Howard.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good. I enjoy your program. I just got out of the car, so I can't. I wasn't listening to anything that has recently transpired. But I wanted to call in for some time and address these questions about transparency and the like. And it's quite complex, as you've alluded to the Bahamian public. And I just wanted to make a quick remark and you know run with it, if you will.
I appreciate you.
There's many deficits that we're dealing with, and you're asking rather intriguing and forward-thinking questions to the Bahamian people, but that are matters of the day, and regarding transparency. And mm-hmm. What I would like to just throw in the ring is that there are so many deficits and deficiencies that have to be addressed, and it's not that we can't do it. It's the will that has to come first to get it done. We're a country that are forward-thinking people. You stated yesterday how smart and articulate and intelligent the Bahamian people are, which we are. However, what we're doing is we're passing legislation, and I'll use the FTX as an example. We're passing legislation that is forward-thinking in its own right, but it's actually ineffective for the simple fact that is we do not have the infrastructure to deal with complex legislations. And even with the seatbelt laws and a number of things that were passed, there wasn't infrastructure to deal with infringements. The FTX, we don't have the infrastructure to deal with these complex things like FTX. Moreover, we don't have the infrastructure insofar as consistent electricity nor consistent internet. So we're primarily a third world country. Moreover, we don't have the manpower to regulate, And moreover, our legal system is, it's a work in progress, unfortunately, but it is still very, very antiquated. Now, the transparency issue is virtually non-existent. We're attempting to do it, but we don't have the will to push it all the way through, even though we're yelling and screaming and constantly talking about it. And we're wasting hours and hours and hours of valuable manpower time constantly talking. And it's always a run-up to the election, a couple of years out. Everybody's working really hard, you know, just talking. But it's a matter of putting these things in place, which allows for the Bahamian people to know what's going on. And if you fail to do what you're doing, you have to be held accountable. And failing to be held accountable is a very dangerous precedent. It's no harm, no foul. So if there's nothing in place that has teeth to become accountable for not being transparent or not doing your job within the government framework, then all we're going to do is talk, point fingers at each other, yell and scream, and everything else. So it's a waste of time until the proper legislation is in place that holds each and every one of these individuals accountable for not doing their jobs, especially, you know, simple things like opening up and disclosing all of your assets. Well, a bunch of people still haven't done it, but what has happened to them? Nothing. And it's the usual and customary action that has been going on for decades. And it's time for the Bahamian people, for us to stand up and demand the individuals to put these things in place. And if you don't do it, you're gone. You're out. And that's the basic aspect that needs to first come in play, under my opinion, in order for us to move forward and do all these wonderful things that you have been saying on the radio and enlightening the country. So that's my 5 cents, and I hope it brings some conversation.
That's a heavy 5 cents. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for
your telephone call. Yeah, I've been doing this a long time. I'm a lawyer, and it's just a long time coming, man. We got to be accountable. And if these guys are getting special treatment, or anybody in government getting special treatment, if you and I committed the crime, you and I would be sitting right in jail the very night or the next day. So
my brother,
there is a perception that the individuals that are in power have special treatment. It's a perception. And that also has to change.
Wow.
One has to be seen to be doing what one ought to be doing.
Do me a favor. Don't hang up. Hold on 2 seconds. Let my producer grab your number. I'd love to be able to speak with you off air.
Sure, sure. And I know Verna.
Oh, you do?
Very well.
She's
when
a decent
you know,
woman. Praise God
when
for
you.
You
find out who I am, you'll understand.
All right, then. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate your telephone call. Okay. Okay, so the producer takes his telephone call, and I think that was a 5 cents worth a medallion. You see these kind of coins
thank
that
you.
Persons
are, it, yeah. It's just, it's basic. We're acting as individuals where we are, in so many senses, we are a first world country, but we are primarily a third world country. We're passing all of this legislation to be the first in the world to do it. But how can you run without learning how to walk? You don't have the infrastructure. You don't have the bones to put the meat on.
I agree with you 100%.
So it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
I agree with you 100%. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much.
No problem. Give me a call anytime, dude.
Okay. Kermit, take his number for me, please. I do appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. I wanted to kind of put this on the table. 323-6232-325. 431-6325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up on the text 422-4796. There's a great deal that's putting on there. And the one thing that I kind of circled significantly was Will. He started to talk about this idea about the depth of deficiencies that exist in our country. And he gave us an idea of FTX. And I wanted him to kind of talk. And I'd look to be able to have this kind of a conversation with him as time progresses, if we can be able to get in contact with him. I hope that we do. But I want to talk to him more specifically about this idea of whether or not, because I do believe that there is intellectual capacity and capability of being able to execute a great deal of these things. I agree with him with the infrastructural development. I do. I do believe that we do not necessarily have the infrastructure to run parallel with our aspirations, right? And a lot of times we talk infrastructure, you may think about the tangibles, the building, the pipes, the so forth and so on. But the infrastructure and creating these particular things, okay, I get it. Okay, I got his number, I got his infrastructure. So we don't have the infrastructure to run parallel with our political aspirations or our legislative aspirations. We don't, and I agree with him. Now, more often than not, there is a conversation that creeps into society and asks the question whether or not we have the intellectual aptitude, the ability to understand and apply ourselves. And FTX has shown us something in our country. It has. I'm glad he put this on the table. It has shown us something in our country. It has shown us the gulf that exists between the young, progressive, no pun intended, this thing has nothing to do with politics, the young progressive thinkers that are out there in the world dealing with cryptocurrency, dealing with digital technology and other aspects in different spaces and places, and the archaic thinking of the traditionalists that only understand what was and have closed their minds off to the idea of what could be. It has shown us that. That's one tier, one level. The next level, it has also shown us of their inability to be inclusive. Well, as they continue to talk about this, this idea of inclusion, incorporation, innovation, creativity, so forth and so on, they have rejected the actual application. It only exists in theory. Theoretically, we need to open up and do all these great things. And get... But the truth is that when you present these projects and opportunities, they are, well, who is your ma boy? And then they want to call you for being able to take a shark-sized bite out of a contract that needs to pay X amount of people to actually perform. And call you, asking you every day and texting you, asking you for building materials. Y'all need to stop it. I just got to be honest with you. This is what we grapple with in our society. I thank you for your telephone call, my brother. I look forward to having further conversations with you, hopefully maybe next week if you're available, to kind of chop it down and get further into it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation.
Believe in education. Elevate your learning journey with the technology you need to succeed. Discover exclusive deals on our postpaid plans featuring devices, tablets, accessories, and more. With Alive as your partner, experience seamless connectivity, creation, and collaboration anywhere, anytime. Visit your nearest Alive store today and champion a brighter, smarter future. Alive. Believe in Bahamians. Believe in best.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord, and I gotta buy snacks too?
Just lay it on the line.
The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore, or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved. Get involved, get involved.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Bara Roka Enias, Chikchani Farms. I don't think I chose farming. I think farming chose me. Winning this award would definitely give us the funding that we need to start our farming season. Most persons who are in the agriculture field realize that at the start of the season, which is in the next couple of weeks, you do always need a bulk of cash. I think we have a great track record for the work that we've been doing in agriculture over the last 10 years. And so when I saw the opportunity for an award like this, I figured, you know what? I should just go ahead and enter.
The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. How's the city? How's the weather in the city? I see that there's a storm brewing. Hillary, it's bananas. My daughter's name is Hillary. My sentiments exactly. A storm of brewing. I just have to be able to pour olive oil all over her and see if it can work out simultaneously with being able to deflate this thing. This is bananas, ladies and gentlemen. You know that we're in this kind of a season and time. So I just pray that you all are prepared and I'm being able to do the right thing. Shameless plug. This is me being able to say for you now, all those persons who have your hurricane-proof windows, all these particular things, in terms of being able to prepare for those things, that's where the plug is for you. So give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. Let's just chop it down. I had a couple people say that they wanted to be able to call in. Call in. Give me a call, please. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up anywhere for the family violence, 242-300. 5720, that's a toll-free call, or make sure you send your text in to me, 422-4796, or watch me. If you want to get me directly, you can hit me up on my telephone, 827-0111. You can get me right here wherever I am in the world, 827-0111. We can be able to do that. Do I have a caller on the line? Caller on the line? Go ahead. I got to do this, so I don't bear with me because I can't see my line. Normally, when I'm sitting in the studio, I can see the lines lit up, but I can't see my line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Okay, so don't fight me. Now, to the caller's position, I said that if you're just tuning in with us, we just put a few things at the table. One of the things.
This is Howard Grant, please.
Okay, yeah. This is Howard. Go ahead.
My brother, how are you?
I'm good, man.
I said I attempted to stay away from this topic because it is very.
This is my guy, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, my brother.
But because of the boldness and the clarity of the gentleman that called before the break, I felt it was important for me to lend my voice to this discussion today.
Okay.
What is so frightening about everything that great Bahamian had uttered into our consciousness and our hearing was simply that we know that. He did not tell us anything we do not know. Mm-hmm. Part of the failings of this democracy that we have come to love as the Bahamas, this place that we find our being to be fully fulfilled in as much as he can is the fact that we've accepted every wrong that has been thrown on us by the persons who either lead us or we think lead us. Let me give you an example. I find myself in a very difficult position being the president of the Contractors Association, where I, in our organization, have to advise homeowners, residents, and persons from in and out this country, far and wide, on the correct processes for building structures in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And then have to then explain to them the unregulated communities that litter the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And then they ask me. So I have to get architectural drawings, plans, permits, pay fees, make an application. But then can you explain to me how this unregulated subdivision that doesn't have any of that exists? Mm-hmm. Why should I then follow the law because I can pay for it and those who choose not to can do the same thing I would like to do without any penalty? You see, Howard, that's the hypocrisy of our nation. We know the right thing. The law states the right thing. But without the penalty for breach of the law, you create a society that no longer respects the law. I go further. I also sit in a space where I have to manage the persons wanting to come and ask about, okay, I have this project is $15 million. I may need to have 100 persons from South America come, and I guide them through the right process, that you have to make an application. The guy said, better stay inside South America until you finish this application. I put them in the channels that they should go. And they wait for a year, sometimes, to get the application approved and to get the permit for this person to do these projects on these awesome islands. But yet, we could find persons in country without an application, and they do not go before the court. They are told, you didn't offend anyone, we spoke to your boss, you can go. Mm-hmm. See, that is the main problem in our country, mm-hmm. where you are asking some citizens and investors and business owners to do the law, to follow, to do the right thing. And for others, they don't have to. And you cannot develop a country that way and expect everyone to behave the same. Mm. It creates unfairness. And I believe that we're living in a time where there's rank unfairness on the Bahamian people in every aspect of those things I just mentioned. Rank unfairness. Wow. And that has to change.
Man, that was a strong contribution, my brother.
And I stand on that.
That's a strong contribution because it feels like that's one of the first things Bahamian people will tell you. If you could see the unregulated communities that continue to be able to pop up, the communities that we call shanty towns, that didn't go through any of the processes. And then you ride right around the corner where there is quote unquote formality, right? And
absolutely.
Decency, right?
And now people's house getting pushed down. Go further. That's not even the most frustrating thing, you know. You know how frustrating it is when to get your own home, you have to go and give BPL a deposit of thousands of dollars to run that power line to your home.
Yeah.
Make sure you have an occupancy permit to
depend on where you live.
That you spend all the money on.
That might be depending on where you live because you also got to pay for the infrastructure to get them poles there.
Absolutely. And then you have communities that didn't do any of that. And
none.
I'm like, what? How egregious is that in the face of every single law-abiding Bahamian?
Yeah. Because it feels
egregious.
Like punishment.
It is. It
feels like punishment by the law.
Following the law.
Yeah.
And the law should not punish the persons who follow the law. The law should punish those who offend the law. That's the system we thought we bought into. I do not believe that is the system that exists in this country today.
My brother, I appreciate your telephone call. Listen, I still await you sitting with me in the studio. I just want to say that live everybody in the country to hear me.
They can't take an hour of me. Too much truth was taken.
This ain't no hour.
That was awesome. It's
2 hours. You need to stop it. It's 2 hours.
I got an hour. I can't do that to you.
Thank you, my brother. It's so wonderful to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to be a part of the conversation today. 323. So they tell me I talk too fast. Let me say it slow. 323-622-3254316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. That is a toll-free call. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Live and in full effect. We're being able to chop these things down today. I think I have another telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hello. Is there another call? Hello. Go ahead, caller on the line with us live. Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Howard.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Sparky? Go ahead.
I can hardly hear you, man. You sound like you may be down by Lightfoot Key.
No, man, I'm right here.
Don't know, you're talking with a true pencil or something. But anyway, I was listening to your last talker, your last caller, and how it sometimes me and the bomb has been saying things over and over. People say it sounds like a scorch record. But nothing ever seems to be changing, no matter which government, what color T-shirt they wear. It keeps going the same thing over because I believe all of these people that we put in as leaders, they have all the same ideas. And I always say this, Howard. It seems like it's a disease in the Bahamas with our social leaders, our religious leaders, and our political leaders. Whenever they ascend to the top of the mountain, the permanent secretaries, the bishops and the priests, the politicians and whatever else called you, the ministers and stuff, it's like all of a sudden they've reached that mountaintop that Martin Luther King talked about.
Wow. Sparky there? Sparky, I think I lost you. Forgive me. Guys, the lines are wide open. Please give me a call. And let's talk about these particular things. I like the trajectory that Sparky was hitting as it relates to this mountain, this idea. You know, I had a call. There's just a quick conversation about this idea of acquisition. Why do men pursue $28,000? It's bananas. Why do learned men who paid hundreds of thousands of dollars and has some of them millions of dollars of experience in their various position will pursue relentlessly and passionate $28,000. And if we really, for some of us, if we really deduce this, if we really get down and break this down to fragments, we'd recognize that this is not acquisition for finance. This is a power pursuit. Someone talk to me. Someone talk to me. I can't even get no amen. This is a relentless power pursuit. The member of parliament for Carmichael, Hezekiah. I have to say this like this, because if you're going to invoke a spiritual perspective and indicate that you have the full armor of God on, after we've seen that your political life, your political proverbial life is hanging in the balance and you stretch out prostrate. And listen, this is for you who read the Bible. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You stretch out prostrate on the wall in your sackcloth and ashes because you saw the handwriting on the wall and you asked for more time. You only could come back and say that you're fortified by God. Now, I want to say this. And I got to be as decent as possible when I say in this. And for all of you scholars who know what I speak of, somebody text me, amen. There were many a man, that's it. Let's structure it like that. Who indicate their exit from politics as a result of a visitation to Mount Sinai. Oh, Lord, let's get proverbial today. I have to be decent. Let me say this. Don't fight me if I can structure it like this. Many a man went and ascended to Mount Sinai and came back with tablets and said that the Father said that I should no longer be involved in politics. Somebody say amen. And as the fever slowly creeps into our society and one political party after another, they start their engines. They get their machine all oiled up and prepared to go. And the fever creeps into your body. You forget the pronouncements on the tablets of not entering politics anymore by a mere suggestion of leadership in political parties. Then all of a sudden, you push that asunder. You push it aside. And you re-enter the political fray by a suggestion of leadership, indicating that I need you, Bala. I can need you this time. Many a man in our society has done that. They said, I've put up my hat. And as soon as leadership say, Bala, I can need you, put that hat back on. No matter the pronouncement you've made to the general populace and the public, you decide to get back into politics. That was the prelude, the question. Who God, my God, who God? Is this God or Mammon, who is also a God? Let's just be very clear about these things. Sometimes we get deep into the thing. If you could swim, and I get it like this. Give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Is that a caller? I got a caller? All right, if I don't have a caller, I can read two of these texts. It says, good day, Howard. It don't make sense texting you because you hardly read my text. I'm away from Grand Bahama. Okay, forgive me. I read that text. Maybe you should text something about what we're talking about. Don't fight me, right? Yeah, I get some texts coming through. I have to be decent. I have to be decent when I read these things. Is a caller? I just got a text again. Is a caller on the line? If there's a caller on the line, caller on the line with us live, guys. The lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. We can take it from there. Go ahead, caller. You on the line with us live? Forgive me. Like I told you, I'm not seeing the lines. So don't fight me today. Let me see if I can read another text as actually coming through today to talk about these things. Now, I want to thank you guys for being able to take on the time and the position to send me these texts. So let me read your texts, and I want you to fight me, right? I got a text a little earlier that I wanted to kind of expound upon because, did I save it? Ooh. I can find this text. I got so much fun dealing with it. I can find the text. I want to say to you that for me, can I say this? For me, this is really about transparency, accountability, and growth. That's it. I don't see my life. I don't see this sounds weird and it sounds very superficial and idiotic, but this is really how I believe. I don't see my life meaning absolutely anything if I can't help. If I'm not working towards betterment, social development for the place that I was born and the land that I was given, if I do not help, then none of this makes sense. If I'm only here pursuing monies for myself, pursuing finances and being able to stuff the coffers of my own personal desires, then this doesn't make sense. This is what I share with you because this is how I feel. This is my convictions. This is what has kept me in this sort of position. And every time I try to run away from the Bahamas, I get spanked. Every single time. I could give you story after story of how I tried to move to Cuba to learn Spanish, to move to Fort Lauderdale. And then 9/11 happened. Beyond 9/11 happened, I fall in love with the woman, the Bahamian woman. And watch the devil. Send a whole Puerto Rican American to me. She didn't want me to talk this part. Send a whole Puerto Rican American to me. Just like Jesus in the wilderness. Did she sound just like how the devil went to Jesus in the wilderness? She said, I went over to my cousin. Oh God, I just gave up too much of my business. I went over to my cousin. I spent about 2 weeks with her, my cousin. She had just gotten married. I spent some time with her. And she had a friend. The friend was there. My cousin went to work in the day, and I wasn't working. And I was just chilling out with her. And, her friend had a car, right? Beautiful Puerto Rican girl, speaks Spanish, fresh from Cuba. I'm speaking Spanish. We speak in Spanish. And so she ride me around. And she said, that building is my father's. She said, I work here. She said, that building is there. She said, now I know. Watch me. She said, now I know you in love with this woman and that you can't stop talking about in the Bahamas. She said, but I could give you what you need. You want a green card? I said, what? She said, you could get a green card. You could get a job. You could work today. Isn't that how the devil is doing? Bananas. And I made a decision to move towards love. Very young, despite my desires, even at the time, I recognized that my conviction and purpose has to be beyond my flesh. As a young man, I got married at 22 years old to let you know where my mind and spirit was. I ain't trying to tell you I no sanctity, no halo on Howard. I'm simply saying to you that our decisions has to go beyond making money. Because I ain't see a man carrying nothing with him when he died. They had to dress him as he stretched out and looked at the roof of the church with his hands crossed and his eyes gently closed. Talk to me. If we're not contributing to social growth and development, then what are we doing? If we're not contributing to the concept that you all want me to reject, the idea of legacy, then what are we doing? They got to know I was here and I contributed to life, to the purpose and development of who we are. There are men peppered through history who've made significant contributions. And there are men amplified by politics who only made an internal contribution to them. But the effect hasn't been felt far and wide socially. Someone talk to me. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. I got a caller. Y'all keep fighting me. I see texts coming through saying caller, but I ain't hear nobody in the thing. If there's a caller, please, please, please. Okay, so what is your understanding of the checks and balances? That's really what the caller a few calls back was trying to say. When he referred to holding people accountable, like the declaration required by MPs, that today have not been complied with. Do you know why the declaration is important? To ensure no one is bankrupt and to ensure that when they leave, they don't have unexplained enrichment. Basically, to keep them homes and hands off the taxpayers' money, basically. But we, the people, have to hold them to account, and we don't. To keep them honest and their hands off the taxpayers' money in enrichment. So my phones are acting up. Guys, please forgive me if the phones are acting up, right? Send your text to 827-0111, 827-0111. The Public Procurement Act, not the Public Procurement Act, for being able to see exactly what exists and just being able to have transparency for the checks and balances that you speak of, that hasn't worked. That hasn't worked. There are many a member. The last time we saw the absolute honest transparent, forthcoming of being able to see the declaration of what you have in your bank account. We even got the last time we've seen that fully from an individual, and many of us laughed at it, is when Rodney Monker took on the position to tell us all about his tree. His dilly tree was worth about $1,500. Right? He pursued beyond transparency. He let you know that I need value because I have a contribution to make. There are many a men who we socially assess to have certain amount of money. And when we look at the money what they present, we say, man, this man has got, you got to be joking. This must be only in one bank account. This is what we hear. And this is what we grapple with socially. We got to talk like this. Because it's hard for you to be able to do that. It's hard. It's hard for you to be honest about where we are without looking at these things for what it is. So it says, let me see if I can find this here. I got another text that came through. So it says, we need Wayne Monroe and the PLP to stop playing with the sex offenders registry to appear as if they are doing something. There needs to be a set standard that is followed to announce or publish offenders, not at the determination of the ministry or some senior official, a set standard so all, whether rich or poor, receive the same treatment without prejudice. As of right now, I see prejudice to the poor and people who can't afford legal representation. Fix it, please. We're tired of it all. Y'all playing with us. They're operating shady in everything. They do verbal contracts. This is unthinkable. It's a text that's coming through. 8270111, because I'm not getting you guys texts. If you want to text me, 8270111. We got to talk like this. And I know that it's difficult and a hard pill to swallow, especially for those persons who have been baptized in the pool of politics. You came up and there was a proverbial dove, yellow and red, over your head. My God. You can't hear nothing how it's saying right now. This is bananas. Howard, what are you talking about? This is politics, baby. This is what we do. How long? How long can we do the exact same thing and expect this life to remain constant? Do you believe that there is sustainability in your inaction towards national growth and development? Do you believe that you pursuing your own little space to do something for yourself is going to lead to something greater for the country? How long? You know, I want to say this, and I just want to be honest with you. When we did the, hold up, before I do that, is there a call on the line? No. When we did the...
Hello?
Yes, I do have a caller. Caller, you on the line with us live? Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear Sparky? You lost me the last time.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead, Sparky.
Yeah, I don't know. The phone is just ringing, ringing, ringing. We could hear everything you're saying on the radio.
Okay.
The phone is... Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. Go ahead, Sparky.
Yeah, but the phone is just continuously ringing, ringing, ringing. Like I was saying, I think one of the problems we have over here, Howard, is that we don't admit something that is quite evident to me what's going on. We got this thing that every 5 years, you go in for 5 years and you might do a second term, or you go in and you don't go out. I have been trying to ask the same question you asked. Why would a man be, a dentist, for example, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and decide that they want to go into politics to run for a seat, but only guarantee if he wins that he can get $28,000? Why would you give up a job that you could guarantee yourself $100,000 to $200,000 a year to get a seat in House of Assembly for $28,000?
Because they got to work for that $100,000 and $200,000. They got to actually work.
Yeah, but okay, we, the people are going to pay you $28,000. So if you could get anything over $28,000, that means you pull in some deal that we don't know about. That's the truth of the matter.
No.
Okay, but
not necessarily.
Hold on, what I'm saying
because
is,
if you serve at the pleasure of the prime minister based upon your position and proximity to power, and the prime minister look at you and say, "Boy, Sparky, you know what? I want you to be in my cabinet," you get an extra 60 right off the top. Pop.
Then you get an extra something there. But I told me the fellow who's just a backbencher.
No. The backbenchers get the $28,000. Ain't nobody fighting to be a backbencher unless you're just coming from the community.
Yeah, but the backbenchers live in a $500,000 house. And you can't make $500,000 house with $28,000 build a house and buy property in Lakeside, doggone from gated community.
But
what I'm saying is, I think there's a lot of people in different hierarchy positions, like I say, in both the doggone areas, the fraternity of the courts, the social service, social media, social services, religion, politics, that people say, hey, man, I'm 40, 50, 60. I'm not going to live long. I'm not worrying about the country. I think I could just try to get what I could get now so I could leave something for my children. I ain't worrying about the country. I'm not worrying about my fellow brother and sister and everything. I am not really worrying about the flag, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, anything. I'm trying to see if I could get me $1 million before I die at 72, 73, because that looks like that's what time everybody going. For my children to get something, I can do whatever I could do. And I think once you get into positions of power, that's what they do.
Mm. Sparky, I appreciate your telephone call, man. You're always insightful. I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much. I won't be able to say, if somebody texts me, can I get an amen? Amen. There's a text that's coming through. It says, let Mr. Sands know that we Bahamian people need to hear from him more. And from people like him more, right? There's a text that's coming through, right? Somebody texted me and said, that's absolutely bananas, right? Say, how would you pay Sparky to call your show? No. If that's the case, Sparky should be rich. Because if everybody got to pay him to call the show, my God. No, right? I didn't pay Sparky to call the show, right? There's an next text coming through. It's Howard. First it was Graham, and then it was the white lawyer. I love to hear from my white Bahamian people, right? The descendants of the UBP, right? They need to take this country back. Why do you all... What's up with the conjecture? What is up with you? And the rich indecency. You see these texts coming through, I read them around. So it says, Howard, have you thought, what if that woman who was offering you a life and a green card was the one God wanted you to be with? The Lord moves in mysterious ways, right? And love is a tricky emotion. Well, that ain't what the Word of God says to me. That the Word says to me, and this has happened with a lot of y'all. Y'all don't read. Y'all won't give me the what thus said the Facebook and what thus said social media. The Word of God says that he, that findeth a wife, he, without intervention, that findeth after a pursuit, that findeth and you seek out a wife. And how could she be a wife? That means she had to be prepared for Panama. She had to be prepared for some things. And he that findeth this wife, he find a good thing. I knew I find my wife. When I met the woman, I said, my God, this could be a good mother to my children, eh? Before I fall in love with her, I fall in love with the idea of her sweet spirit. My God, I got to watch myself. Every time I off the island, she's end up with morning sickness. Jesus, let me tell you. Let me be decent before you cross my wife off a fifth one. Behave yourself. So he says, Howard, we don't want to keep them honest because we don't want to be honest. I see one PLP caller on Friday. Let's just say he was eating good now that his party is in office. Let's just say he is eating good now that his party's in office. Tell him shut up and shake. You don't need to stop it. Say power to the president of the Contractors Association. This is a text that's coming through, right? Guys, please text me. Hit me up with the text, all right? So it says, y'all can't talk about John Canoe or sports or something different? Man, don't fight me for my show. Why y'all just do that? I want to talk about these social events and issues that have to do with the psyche and the mindset that exists in the Bohemian country. I can't fight you. I know what you're into. If you're into that, you know, some people do that. But here we want to talk about some stuff. And I'm grateful for all the contributions that actually pour in, and those persons want to be able to talk about national growth and development and changing the psyche and the course and path that we're on. I just want to talk like this, man. And if introspection and the sort of looking within yourself is too deep, then don't fight me. Don't fight me. But it has to be more than this. I had no say in the last 50 years. I was shaped by the course of what was happening externally over the last 50 years, which was the independence of the Jubilee that we celebrate now, that we're celebrating this year. But I do have a say over the next 50. I don't know if I can be here the whole time, but as long as I'm here, we have to be able to speak truth to power, inspire and motivate the Bahamian people to get out of this funk that we're in, the slums, this sort of an idea of yielding our autonomy and strength and allowing politicians and leadership to be able to manipulate us with words like resilience. The devil is a liar. We are not resilient. We want our reparations. My God, I can't even get no amen. We reject this idea of casually accepting this tone of, oh, Bohemian people are resilient. We expect our reparations, social and otherwise, infrastructural, spirit, well, everything. Come on, talk to me. Guys, let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Baja sugar, sugar, let's get sugary. Softer, smoother, and amazing skin. Oh, Baja sugar, sugar, we're the sugar ladies. Giving you skin soft as a baby's. Goodbye hair, we'll take good care of you.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711 or visit us online at www.baharetree.com.
At Popeyes, get the chicken sandwich you love, but make it blackened. Marinated in Popeyes blackened seasoning, that is. Our new juicy filet, it's fried to perfection without the breading, served on a toasted brioche bun. Try it today as a combo or a la carte. Don't forget to choose your level of spice today at any one of our three locations.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin, sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform. Oh, Lord. And I got to buy snacks, too?
Just lay it on the line.
The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back-to-school snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, the foundation. In these last few seconds, if you want to give us a call, do so. You know the numbers are live and in full effect. If you want to be able to do that, let me do that. But let me see if I can read a few of these texts very quickly, before we can be able to get out of here. I got one. It says, good afternoon, Howard. The Prime Minister, like Minnis, cannot speak without a script. Otherwise, you can expect the proverbial foot in mouth. Anyone knows that verbal contract is inadmissible in a court of law. But again, it speaks to their perception of the populace. Piss on their heads. And they'll call it rain. This is the, I'm reading the text. Don't fight me. This is another thing. It appears as though the governing party is under some kind of a censorship by the chairman, the chairperson. Right? It says, with all of these sexual issues in our community and the number of females in the government, why all the silence? Just ask it. I don't know if they've been silent. I think they've been extremely verbal. I think they've been vocal as it relates to application, legislation, transformation. I think that's where the silence exists. But we've heard a great deal of people talking of these, talking it up, especially the Minister of National Security being able to take on a position about what happened and being able to give us the gory stories of these things. Let me see if I can read another one. It says, Howard, I want to hear Dr. Sands call in. When in opposition, he says the right things and have all the answers. I don't want Dr. Sands to call in. I want him to come in. I want to sit with him for 2 hours. And if we need to expand that, I'd love to do so. Him, Michael Pintard, I'm a leader of the opposition, Shannon Allen Cartwright, the deputy leader, those particular persons within the organization. I don't want to talk to him over a casual telephone call. I'm into that. I want him to come and sit with us. Sit down. Let me hear your convictions. Let me hear these things and what your expectations are going forward. All right? Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. You got 30 seconds. I think I got a few on there. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. I was trying to get in for an hour. I don't know what was going on with the lines, but...
No, man.
I just wanted to say, you know, the lawyer that called and the Contractors Association hierarchy, he was correct. And so we would like to hear from people like them. And I love it, but, you know, during the pandemic, you know, we didn't hear anything about human rights and being alienated from our inalienable rights, right? So yes. The thing is about being in public office, Howard, you must accept public criticism. And so yes. The text, I love the text who said that the statement from the Prime Minister proves what they think about us. So they think that everyone is underread, can be easily misled and spoon-fed BS. Okay?
Mm.
Now, I'm looking at, it is apparent that nothing is transparent. All right? Mm-hmm. Right or wrong, Howard? Mm-hmm. And so...
you're right.
They have the lawyer talked about the lack of infrastructure being in place to facilitate innovations in the digital technology and all other things, from seatbelts to driving and drinking and using your cell phones and et cetera. But where there's a will, there's a way. They should have already implemented the tools or armamentario to impede or to make incomes from these particular infractions, right? But there's no will. And so as the texter... We talk about Junkanoo, right? You know, she could change the channel, but we don't talk Junkanoo. We enjoy Junkanoo. And so hedonism is the order of the day. Everybody just want to have fun, Howard. God didn't put you here just to have fun, you know.
No.
All right. So remember, let me show you how much they don't read. Like, you know, in the Bible it says, let the dead bury their dead, right? But some people will still say, let the dead bury the dead because they didn't see the difference in the narrative. Have a good day, man.
I appreciate your telephone call, ladies and gentlemen. You know the lines are open, and give you some more time. Is there another call on the line? I think I got the next call. I'll put him through. Any more callers on the line? I'm going to read a little piece of this thing, but I try to do so within the confines of decency. I got to say that because you need to hear the preamble of how would anyone get sued. Yeah, talk to me. How would anyone use my voice to speak your words of indecency? And so this starts to talk about the pinnacle of law enforcement in the country and how that position contributed to some perceived social ills. And the lack of law enforcement, then even the politicians that these particular persons in that position allow us to get away with crime. This is, I have to put all the caveats in this from the allegations. It says, from no consistent traffic policing, poor evidence at the trials causing... Howard can stop reading right there. You need to stop. I can't disagree with what you're saying from a social perspective. But when I now take that and amplify it with my voice, it's a whole different thing. So I want to talk to you about this. The one thing that... And I've spoke about this before. We touched this before. Only to your text. The one thing that has remained constant is that there is no innovation and creativity in our country. There is only an idea. You remember I talked to you about former Prime Minister Perry Christie? You remember I talked to you about the Bridge to the Future and how he sort of hoisted Renwood Wells and Andre Rollins and Gregory Moss on his shoulders and talked about this Bridge to the Future? And as the three men that I spoke of looks to the future, his back was turned to the future and he looked to the past. I use former Prime Minister Perry Christie as a staple to identify the fact that I find him as a consummate politician. He is good at what he does. I tell you, I love the man. He celebrated 80 years. He's a good, decent man. But I don't believe, just like 52 indicated, that when you elevate to these offices, especially after an entire generation, that you're susceptible to scrutiny. You're susceptible for us to be able to deduce. You are now a social, what it means to call them is in COB, when we had to kind of do a book report, right? You're susceptible to these things, this analysis, this social analysis to make a determination as to whether or not we're on the right course. I'm the former prime minister, in his position, is the embodiment of traditional politics in our country. He is the embodiment. He is actually the North Star for most. I'm talking about traditional politics. I'm talking about politics that may not necessarily give you productivity, but give you a good feel. He's the embodiment of that. And as many look to him to kind of assess whether or not they've gone in the right path, you make this determination. And let's just be very clear about this. And looking to him, I've recognized something. Politics ain't really about innovation and creativity. Politics is about being able to hold the line. That's all it is. You can't be a politician to talk about ideas that can actually work. What are you doing, sir? You're going to make our position null and void. Are you going to cost me lose my job? We have to be able to create the red tape. That's what we do here. We create the and ensure that we could create an opportunities that they have to stop to us every juncture. So as long as we're living, opportunities come through us. That's what I see politics as. Because when you talk about this text, the first thing that comes to my mind is job opportunities, creating jobs. There should be a division. There's only about 3,000 some police officers. There should be at least 300 police officers dedicated to nothing but traffic calls. All those nice, this is just me thinking out loud. All those nice BMW bikes, which y'all got riding up and down. There should be relentless dedication to traffic calls. That I don't have to sit in traffic for an hour and a half waiting on someone to come down. There should be technology involved with that. After you put it in the system, automatically it goes right to the headquarters. But innovation is not the key. Holding the line of tradition, that's where the key exists. We got to change that in this country. I could go on for days to tell you how there could be opportunities to create jobs. You open up an entire, watch me, an entire over the mall. You did everything to open that up, the post office, and you did the exact same traditional approach. Come on, man, let's talk about these things, about expansion, about growth, about development, about opportunities. And let's be real about this, raw. And get to the objective. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us today. You are very good and decent people. I thank you so very kindly for your contribution. And I thank you for being a part of what we're doing here on the foundation. Tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. And if you want to be a part of that, no matter my distance, we could be able to have you in the studio and talk about your product. Please give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. We can chop this thing down and continue to be able to move forward with passion and determination about the Bahama land that we all love and enjoy. I thank you so kindly for your telephone calls. Guys, stick and stay for Chivago Lang with Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful day. That's the show for today. We will see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, The Foundation with Howard Grant. Have a good day, guys.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Howard Grant is brought to you by Alive AML Foods Limited, Bahara Treats and Spa, Burger King, Central Bank, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Freeport News, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Popeyes, Ross Electric Motors, and Scotia Bank.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Found.